Phyllis Fletcher, who was a 2017 Prindy Editor of the Year and has just been announced as NPR's newest bureau chief, working in the western part of the United States for NPR. Phyllis, it's great to have you on. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Jonathan.
First of all, congratulations are in order. Tell us about how you feel about being the newest bureau chief for NPR.
I'm excited. It's certainly far beyond anything that I ever thought would happen when I started answering phones in a pledge drive 15 years ago. That was my entree into public radio. So I'm very, very excited about it.
Also, it says a lot. We have to brag a little because you are the Prindy Editor of the Year for 2017. So, there's bragging rights in that as well.
That's very true. That also is something I never could have imagined happening. When I got into public radio, I feel like I didn't even know for sure that what I wanted to do was called being a reporter. So that was where I was coming from with that. And it's just been a really awesome ride ever since then, working with really, really, really great people. And I love being an editor, and I'm excited that I get to do that with even more people now. I just can't believe it.
So let's talk about that. How did you get into editing?
Well, I got into editing when at my my former radio station, KUOW, they decided that they needed to expand their editing bench. And I was one of just a couple people among the reporter and producer staff that they approached and said, if we brought in someone specifically for editor training, would you be interested? And I was like, yeah, that sounds cool. And they brought in Peter Clowney. He is someone who's worked a lot of different places in the system, and he still gives talks on, editing and sound and all kinds of things. And he came to KUOW for a couple days, I think, and did all kinds of training things with us, and it was really, really super helpful. So that's how I first got into it. Not too long after that, KUOW developed and opened an editor job, and I was one of two finalists for it and then was hired for the job.
And so with this, what is it that makes a good editor? When we talk about editing, what makes a good editor?
I feel like a lot of the things that make a good reporter make a good editor. So really listening and having a vision for what you think the story is about, but also being flexible about changing that when you get new information. And I think that being able to ask good questions and really listen to the answers. So, my reporters do that with their subjects, and then I do that with my reporters, too. So it's continually an iterative process. And I really believe in the thing about short, open-ended questions. That's going to sound familiar to anyone who was trained by the late David Kando. I think that's really helpful in having any kind of interview or almost any kind of discussion. I think that that's a really strong way to go, and it helps in editing and it helps in reporting too.
And the editing process, I know, can be a tedious one in that regard. How do you go about with the editing process, and how is it successful?
Well, it always depends who I'm working with, where they're coming from, what their experience level and their expertise is. A lot of times I'm working with a reporter who has a deep body of knowledge about something that I know way less about. And that's one of my favorite things to do, because I can kind of plumb for areas that are things that I know that they must know about, but maybe they're not quite, like, the importance of them isn't quite mapping to me as someone who knows less. But with learning from them, I can highlight those things and, you know, help them highlight the things in the stories that are going to really show people why this is a big deal and why they're listening to it right now, or reading it, as the case may be, online.
I guess one of the challenges is trying to make sure that, you know, asking that question, why should people care? And answering that question can be a challenge.
Yeah, it's hard. And the earlier you do that in the process, the better, which is why pitching is so great and being comfortable with pitching is great. And part of being comfortable with pitching is often being comfortable with hearing, not this time, but, you know, here's when I think this would be interesting, or here's when I think this would be better for people to hear at this point. You know, that's part of it. I got to do a really helpful pitching exercise back when I was an intern. One of my colleagues at the time had me read the paper and kind of do a reverse pitching exercise to explain in one sentence why this story was in the paper today. And it was so helpful. It's still a helpful way to think about things. Like, why was this on the air? Kind of reverse pitching other people's work. And you could kind of see, this is a form of what that reporter maybe had to go through just to get the story in the first place. I like that.
So Phyllis Fletcher is joining us here and telling us about herself and also about now being NPR's newest bureau chief. Now, you've been in Seattle, is that right?
Yes, I've been based in Seattle my entire career in public radio and journalism, except for a brief stint on NPR's national desk in D.C. on a fellowship.
Right. Tell us about that area and maybe even some of the challenges that are in that region. I know, obviously, you love being in Seattle. It's a beautiful area, a great place to be able to report, but also probably has its own challenges as well.
Oh, absolutely. I think that, one thing that we're seeing right here in Seattle is part of a larger narrative of the entire city is the gap between rich and poor is growing very quickly. It's gone through different periods of that. In the late 80s, early 90s, when Microsoft was really getting big, and now with the huge, huge expansions of Amazon into all kinds of different business areas, it's striking to see what's happened to the city. So I think that those kinds of divisions and also the different marginalizations of people of color that kind of go along with that have been kind of also heightened during this time. So those are, I think, some of the challenges that Seattle faces as a city.
One of the things I know that you've been working on a lot, of course, is tackling those challenges, but also helping people write those good stories for the editing and that of being able to help tackle some of those challenges. And how do you think that will continue as now you're the NPR bureau chief, not only just covering Seattle, but now a lot of the Western United States?
Well, I've been really lucky to run for a few years now a regional service, a regional news service to public radio stations in Washington, Oregon, and for part of that time, Idaho. And from those reporters, I've learned so much about what happens outside of a, large urban area. I've learned about state capital politics, and I've learned about rural people and rural politics, and just different industries that are really, really important in rural and exurban areas. And I think that I'll get to do even more of that, and I'm excited about that because it's, that one thing that I get excited about is wanting NPR to sound like the country and, being the entire U.S. And I understand that because it's definitely true that although I was a public radio fan for decades before I even got into it, I recognize like there's something that's not there. There are different ways that it could sound more like the city that it's in. And I think that that this the type of reporting that NPR and NPR stations do outside of major urban areas is part of what helps it sound like the country that it's in. And so I'm excited about getting to be part of that.
So tell us about your area, that, you know, with you being in the western part, what states are you going to be helping out with? And kind of tell us about that, please.
All I know so far is that the Northwest, where I live, will be part of that region. And I don't have the specifics yet on exactly what region is going to be carved out and part of what I get to do. So I'm waiting for that, and I'm excited to hear about that. But I know that the Northwest will be part of it.
Right. And I know you are obviously very excited about this and being able to work with many people that's in that area and that. So kind of your thoughts on that, by way of working with, I know you've already been working with people, but now with more and helping them as they tell the stories of the challenges that they face in their own individual areas. I know that's something that really kind of gets you really excited about what you're going to be doing as NPR's newest bureau chief.
Yeah, I mean, basically every time that I get to work with a new person in a new area, I'm excited because I know that there are things that they're just itching to do and haven't gotten to do yet, or haven't gotten to do enough of. And, you know, I know that there are people doing great work all over the place that now I'm going to get to work with those people, and I'm going to be excited to do it. I think that, I mean, I keep thinking about this one person in particular whom I got to work with this summer, who got to open or reopen a bureau that had been dormant in the central part of Washington State. And just the stuff that she's gotten to do in a short amount of time has been really exciting to see. So, and now she gets to work with someone else, and that's great. But during the time that I got to work with her, I was like, this is awesome. 'Cause I was getting to learn about a whole new area and really bring those stories out. And, you know, new for me. And I think that that's just a really great, it's a great personal opportunity, but also great to know that you're serving that area by highlighting the issues of what's going on there.
Phyllis Fletcher, of course, we've been talking with you about this. And so what do you hope to accomplish as the newest bureau chief with NPR?
Well, I guess my number one thing is I want to, you know, continue the great, you know, work and outreach and stories and all that the other bureau chiefs have, you know, have helped people do all this time. You know, the only new factor in this is me, for sure. Like, there, you know, these areas have had their own bureau chiefs for quite some time. And, you know, so first of all, I want to just hold up what they've done and maintain those relationships that they've had. I'm hoping that by, you know, by NPR deciding to go from 4 to 5 and kind of, you know, like lighten the load on the bureau chiefs who are already there, then, I'm hoping that'll result in just more stuff happening. I feel like I know little enough about the system to really fully understand how that works, but I'm hoping that my being in there will be helpful.
Phyllis Fletcher, thank you so much for joining us. Before we let you run, anything else you'd like to add, please?
You know, I've been doing journalism in some form in public radio for about 15 years. And I think that definitely over the last year, we've seen a lot of surprises. We've seen, you know, just things that have kind of taken our own industry off guard and made us reevaluate what we're doing and how we do it. And I'm excited to support people doing things in you know, in new ways, or, you know, just doubling down on fundamentals, you know, all of that I think is important and helpful to the people that we serve and the people who hear our work. So, you know, and especially I like working with people who are learning the craft and, you know, like we all like to talk about ourselves, right? And what we know and what we feel expert at. And that's something I get a lot of energy from. And, you know, I love showing people, hey, you know, here's a way to try this. If this wasn't working, what about this? Or I really heard what you were doing there and I really liked that. That's really effective. And here's why I think that worked. Like, I love doing that kind of thing, especially with folks who are in that learning phase. So I'm looking forward to doing a lot of that, especially in this environment that we have right now.
Phyllis Fletcher, thank you so much for joining me for this interview. Before I let you run, anything else you'd like to add, please?
Well, I'm just excited if you're hearing this and you're going to get to work with me for the first time, I'm excited to meet you. I'm excited to learn from you. And I'm excited to help even more people hear your awesome work. It's going to be fun. We're going to have a good time together.
Phyllis Fletcher, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck to you. And I know we'll be in touch. So thank you.
Oh, thanks, Jonathan. And you're welcome. And yay, Prindy. Thank you for everything.